The KFC Breakfast Show Podcast. Radio City 96.7.
Sustained pressure from Kous and Cherron. It's won by Cherron.
That's a great referee.
Should let it go.
Referee has blown up.
Of course, he played advantage.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's time for.
It's one of my new favourites, that one.
What he says just before he blows up. That's great refereeing.
Should let it go. Yeah.
Before the ATB, 9 p.m. till I come. It's 11.
I love that song.
I bet you do. It's 11 minutes to
That's
9.
That's a classic.
Yeah, we know it is.
It's a massive song. It's a massive one, isn't it? Right, let's see. We've got all of mentioned.
Did it?
A little mention here. Happy birthday to Brenda Roberts. Hello, Bren. Love from her husband, Derek, and the kids, Alan, Daniel, Jason, and Megan. Have a nice day. Happy birthday to you. Okay. Sorry.
you touched your bell before the game started.
I know. It can't help it sometimes. Let's go to our champion who's back in Southport. Hello, Peter.
Morning, Kev. You okay?
Very well. How are you?
Fine, thanks.
What did you get up to last night?
Went to Driving Range with two of my best mates, Daddy Hadfield and David Byrne.
Good on you. Which one did you go to?
The one in Aintree.
Oh, right by off the Melling Road.
Yeah, off the Melling end.
Isn't it great when you go to a driving range and then someone mishits the ball and it clangs against all the metalwork and everyone just ducks.
And everyone always aims for the tractor that's picking up all the stray balls, don't they?
That's what we should put Claire in that tractor one morning and get it out there.
Thanks.
But you're right, everyone does aim for the tractor. That's great fun. Okay, Peter, you're playing against Emma, who's in Ormskirk. Good morning, Emma.
Good morning, Kaz.
How are you?
I'm fine, thank you very much. How are you?
Splendid. What do you do, Emma?
I work in a legal department in an accident firm in Ormskirk.
Okay. Did you get
up to... There'll be plenty of accidents today with the ice on the roads, I should imagine.
I think you're going to be very busy today, Emma.
I know.
What did you do last night? Anything nice?
No, I was tucked up in my pajamas. My goodness, it was freezing and I wasn't going anywhere last night.
Yeah, it was Baltic, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Okay, Emma, introduce yourself to Peter.
Sorry?
Introduce yourself to Peter.
Hello, Peter.
Hi, Emma.
You know what
Yeah.
Get on with it.
Right, here we go. Five questions, good luck. Alright, question one. What sport is abbreviated... Sorry, just before the kiss then. What sport is abbreviated to MX?
Right.
Go ahead, Peter.
Motocross.
Is the right answer. 1 point to the boys. Question two. Who...
You're right there.
Who considered giving up acting after appearing in Titanic?
Boys.
Peter.
Kate Winslet.
Is the wrong answer. There should really only be one other answer, to be honest, Emma. Let's see if you can get it. Who considered giving up acting after appearing in Titanic?
I'm going to go for Leonardo DiCaprio.
It's the right answer. Woo-hoo! 1 point to the girls, 1 point to the boys. Question three. Who has said that Man United are not the same team after 70 minutes?
Boys.
Go ahead, Peter.
Arsene Wenger.
Is the right answer. 2 to the boys, 1 to the girls. Question four. How many of our English actresses are up for an Oscar in the leading actress, go ahead, Peter, category?
Four,
you said. That is incorrect. I'm going to throw it over to you, Emma. Have a guess. How many of our English actresses are up for an Oscar in the leading actress category?
I'll go for three.
Is the right answer. Any idea who they are?
No idea whatsoever, though.
Okay, there's Helen Mirren, Kate Winslet and Judy Stench.
What a horrible word that is. Stench.
Oh, mine, I like Judy.
Alright. I like Stench. Okay, it's down to the music question. Whoever gets this right will be coming back tomorrow. We need to know who's singing this classic and what is it called?
Girls.
Go ahead, Emma.
Stevie Wonder, I just called to say I love you.
I just called. I love you.
What a song.
I just called.
Everybody.
To say how much I care.
Put some smoke out, Dave.
I just called to say I love you. And I mean it from the bottom of my
and gentlemen, the buffet's now open. Help yourself, everyone. Try leave a bit of gala pie for Nana. She loves that. Right, OK. Commiserations, Peter.
No problem, Kev.
Do you want to say hello to anyone?
Yeah, I've got a few here. My auntie Fran and my uncle Billy. My mates Gary Hadfield, Dave and Fern, Mark Woods, The Mood and Stagger, Tony and Robbie Gill, and all the people who work with CityLink. Could I do a plug for my cousin's band, Kev?
Go ahead.
They're called the Bow Weevils. They're on myspace.com/TheBowWeevils. They're excellent, Kev.
Okay, spot on. What are they called again?
The Bow Weevils. B-O-W.
Yeah.
Double E. V-I-L-S.
Okay.
The great Kev.
All right. All right, Peter, well, nice talking to you. We'll no doubt speak again soon. Have yourself a nice day today.
All right. You too, Kev.
Cheers, Peter. All the best, mate. Bye-bye.
The Kev C Breakfast Show Podcast.
Got a true story for you. This is a story about an apartment for rent, okay? It's basically the story about a married businessman who meets a beautiful girl and agrees to spend the night with her for 500 quid.
So who pays who?
He pays her.
Ah, right.
Okay.
Okay. He spends the night with her, but before he leaves, he says to her, look, I don't have any cash with me, but I'll get my secretary to write a check and mail it to you. Is that all right? She's a bit trusting and she says, okay.
Sorry, lad, no checks.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you've got a check out of tea card, fella. Anyway, he says, what I'll do is, he said, I'll get the secretary to mail you a check. He said, and we'll call the payment rent for apartment.
Ah, yeah.
So, you know.
So it doesn't show up.
It doesn't show up yet and it'll all be kosher.
All okay? Above board.
So on the way to the office, he actually starts feeling a bit guilty and regrets what he's done. Okay, he realises the whole event is just not worth the price. Mm. He thought, she's not worth 500 quid. So he says to his secretary, look, can you send a cheque for 250 quid?
Ooh.
And can you just enclose the following note, please? Just can you type this, take this dictation, and you type it down and put this in with a cheque? So she says, yes, certainly. So the secretary gets by the PC and starts making notes. Dear madam, enclosed, you'll find a cheque in the amount of £250 for rent of your apartment. I'm not sending the amount agreed upon because when I rented the apartment, I was under the impression that, one, it had never been occupied.
Pretty rare these days.
Yeah, well, you know. Two, that there was plenty of heat. And three, that it was small enough to make me feel, cosy and at home. However, I found out that it had been previously occupied, that there wasn't any heat, and it was entirely too big.
No.
Upon the receipt of getting the note with the cheque for £250, the lady in question decided to send a note back. Dear sir, first of all, I cannot understand how you expect a beautiful apartment to remain unoccupied indefinitely.
That's a fair point.
Yeah. As for the heat, there is plenty of it, if you know how to turn it on. Regarding the space, the apartment is indeed of regular size, but if you don't have enough furniture to fill it, please don't blame the landlady.
There you go.
Oh, fabulous.
Send the rent in full, or we'll be forced to contact your present landlady.
Download and get CD. The Kev C Podcast.
Right, in the news, the Association of Chief Police Officers has introduced a 3 strikes and you're out policy for users of cannabis, which kind of matches the old 3 puffs and you're out of it policy that users of cannabis currently have running at the moment. But that's interesting, is the old 3 strikes and you're out. What else in the news today? BA talks have begun regarding the bid to stop British Airways cabin crew from going on a 3-day strike at the end of the month. And a new study has claimed that pregnant teenagers are just as careful about contraception as older women. Some little bits in the news today. We should have Biffo hanging on the line. Are you there, Biff?
Buzz, it's teeny in the morning. How's it hanging, Lynn?
It's hanging all right, thanks,
and
Biff.
And how's all the other blizzards this morning?
Very well, thank you.
Yeah. Just been talking about the busy day. What's all that about? three strikes and you're out.
Yeah, and it's for the cannabis users. It's a new policy from the police officers.
Not today, kid. Did you know they've got one of those old policies in the lap dancing bar that I go to, you know, lad?
What's that?
Yes, one stroke and you're out. Hey, kid, I've got a bit of a warning here. If anyone's going to be in queue, bit of a warning here. Be careful.
Why? What's
I went in there yesterday, lad, right?
Yeah.
And there's our fella dressed in an orange like Bim and all that. He said, hey, lad, you want decking? I said, aye, kid. And I got the first punch in and that was the end of that. Think of the world, I've got to go. See you later, see you in the morning.
I like that. Well done, Biffo.
Tune in to the KFC Breakfast Show. Weekday mornings, 6 till 10 on Radio City 96.7.